Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Carter. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Corona. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. The coronavirus, which has been detected for the first time in the city of Wuhan, China, is devastating not only beer producers. Chinese restaurants in Denver are also affected, Denverite reports, with an estimated 1,000 to 2,500 dead in the city. Colorados are at risk of contracting the seasonal flu, according to medics, and are urging locals not to panic. Instead, they say to prepare for a blizzard, which includes stocking up on beer in the fridge. Remarkably, Americans who normally drink Corona say they have stopped drinking it, even in the face of the coronavirus. In other words, a drinker who says he won't buy Corona could simply be ordering another brand of beer. Again, the question is sloppy. Respondents who haven't given up yet implies that they plan to quit, but don't plan to. Tarosian ignores the fact that the list of Americans who could buy Corona also includes those who do not like the taste. By presenting the results in the context of other issues specifically related to the coronavirus, this press release gives the impression that the reluctance of Americans to drink beer is due to the coronavirus. This link is made, and it is even greater in this case than in other recent studies. Among Americans who said they regularly drink Corona, only 4% said they no longer drink the beer. Of those who regularly drank Corona, 14% said they would not order it in public places, while 4% said they would stop drinking Corona altogether. Google Trends showed an increase in searches for Corona beer and virus on the day we published the first report on the Corona beer virus in the U.S. on April 4, 2014. Constellation Brands shares fell nearly 11% to $169.74 a share in the worst week for the Dow since the financial crisis, according to CNBC. YouGov found that the buzz value of Corona beer fell from around 51% in February to around 50% when news of the coronavirus first spread. In a case of unfortunate timing, Corona has just released a hard seltzer campaign based on the idea that, given the popularity of Corona beer and the fact that it is coming ashore soon, it could easily finish in the top 10 most popular beers of all time. The parent company of the beer brand, for its part, denies that the epidemic is a major burden and claims that it trusts consumers not to associate it with its beer brands. The recent flu, like the disease that is spreading worldwide, has absolutely nothing to do with Corona beer. The link between the word Corona and the global epidemic has made Corona a branding nightmare. One of the most popular beer brands, Corona, Latin for crown, has an image of a golden crown on the label, but a new poll claims that a significant number of Americans will not buy the Mexican lager for fear of the disease. The survey, conducted by PR firm 5WPR, surveyed 737 adults, 21%, and found that 38% would not buy beer after the outbreak of the coronavirus. The person tested positive for COVID-19 from a local public health laboratory and is awaiting confirmation from the CDC. In an emergency, officials have the authority to quarantine people exposed to infectious diseases. Quarantine can be voluntary, but people exposed to a contagious disease are not allowed to see if they get sick. According to the Centers for Disease Control, this area of medicine is largely concerned with public health, including the incidence, distribution, analysis, and control of diseases. COVID-19 is a disease linked to the current pandemic and is caused by the same type of virus as the Ebola virus in the United States and other countries. Fever respiratory disease (FRI) is defined as a worsening episode of an acute respiratory infection (ARI) that is accompanied by fever and chills in the preceding 24 hours. The virus includes a number of different types of respiratory diseases such as bronchitis, pneumonia, and bronchoalveolar pneumonia. The term corona, Latin for crown, refers to the shape of the virus when observed microscopically. The coronavirus, also known as COV, is named after the year it was first discovered that a new type of coronavirus was diagnosed in 2019. It can spread from one person to another in an event known as zoonotic transfer.
RO
pronounced R 00, which represents the average number of people to whom a virus is transmitted to a single infected person, stands for the rapid spread of the disease. This indicates the rate at which a disease can spread between people within a short period of time. Usually within a few days. At a WHO press conference on the 29th of January 2020, the 16th anniversary of the novel coronavirus case, the mortality rate was estimated at 2%. Other studies estimate RO at only 1% and 3%, respectively. In comparison, RO for common influenza is 1.3% and for SARS 2.5%, and RO, common influenza, for comparison, is between 1 and 3.0%. This is all for today, guys. My name is Carter and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.